Hello and welcome to Natural Focus. My name is David Boag and this podcast is dedicated as a celebration of the natural world. Oh dear, did you notice that I managed to miss a podcast the other day? I don't know whether you've got in the routine of listening to me twice a week. It would be nice to think you had. Twice a week. I usually try to do one on Mondays and Fridays, but I unfortunately dipped out and I didn't manage to do one this Friday. Sorry about that. It's just the way it goes. In actual fact, of course, I've been speaking, doing this podcast now. This is the 20th edition. I've been doing this podcast now for obviously 10 weeks or more, or thereabouts. And I haven't missed one so far, but it's been through the sort of winter months and the very early spring months. But suddenly we've kind of leapt into spring here in England. This is typical April weather we're having today. And that is that it is bright sunshine, beautiful, quite warm. Then a few moments later, suddenly it's quite chilly again and it's raining. Sunshine and showers. That's often the way that we referred to April. Sunshine and showers. And so, of course, that means that I'm very busy as a naturalist and a wildlife photographer. As we enter the spring months, I get incredibly busy. And I was quite tied up on Friday actually doing some photography. And so I wasn't able to do the podcast. Sorry about that. In some ways, that makes me think, wonder how I'm going to manage when I really do get into the spring much more, or certainly I thought about it only the other evening. How am I going to do a regular podcast when I'm away on photo shoots? I know that I've got a long photo shoot or a 2-week photo shoot anyway in towards the end of May, where I've got a whole variety of places that I need to get to for a particular company throughout the end of May and into early June. Then later on in the year, I'm on a major photo shoot in Canada, so that's going to be me away for about 3 or 4 weeks. So I don't know, I haven't quite worked out whether I can do it when I'm on the move or whether I can do something in advance. I don't know, but I'll try to keep it going for you anyway, and I enjoy doing it as well. Although I have to put paid work first, you understand that. Clearly, I can't be doing podcasts when I should be doing paid work. So, hey, unless you want to pay me, how about sponsoring me? Is there any photographic company, natural history company, that wants to sponsor me? I don't know what it might be. Anyway, there we go. We'll see. Paid work, I'm afraid, has to come first. It is funny, though, how as I'm doing different things now, I think, oh, I can mention that on the podcast, or, you know, something sticks in your mind and you think, oh yeah, that would really fit into a podcast or make something interesting. And I was doing some photography, as I said, on Friday, and I was thinking to myself, I really said that I would try to do a podcast on Fridays, but here I am, I'm out doing photography. And I was in a situation, and again, that thought came to me, hey, I must include this on the podcast. And it was to do with photography on this occasion. You would know that I'm a naturalist and a wildlife photographer, so I don't photograph people and I don't photograph architecture. So everything that I photograph is nature and wildlife. But what I talk about to do with photography really fits into any category of photography, I suppose. And not only that, of course, it doesn't have to be a professional. I mean, anybody can take photographs. And it was to do with composition. I actually love composition. I find composition really exciting. It is, if you like, the creative aspects of photography that capture my imagination. I was in a piece of woodland, a piece of English woodland, and there in front of me was a path. And I wanted to photograph this. It was just a footpath, just a worn sort of footpath, you know, the kind of thing. And not a sort of road or a track with sidewalk or pavement. So it was just a ordinary footpath going through a piece of woodland. And I instinctively stepped to the side, right to the very, very edge of that path. Now, the reason to take the photograph, of course. Now, the reason that I did that is that the effect of that is to have a strong diagonal line, the line of the path, yeah, there is a strong diagonal now running through the photograph. Now, you think about this for a minute. In your imaginations, and you can try it for real, of course, stand in the middle of the path, yeah, and look down the path, and the path sort of comes in from either side of you, yeah, and in effect, you've got these converging parallels that go into the distance and disappear into a sort of an arrowhead or a speck in the distance, where the path, you know, gets narrower and narrower as a result of perspective, yeah? And so it disappears into the distance. And that is one way to photograph it. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. But another way to do it is that is standing in the middle of the path. So another way is now to stand right on the very edge of the path. Now you still get those converging parallels, as you can imagine. But what happens now is that one parallel, if you stand on the edge of the path, goes directly away from you. The other one comes sweeping right the way across from the bottom left-hand or right-hand corner of the photograph and zooms across at a strong diagonal. And it is strong diagonals in photographs that work very, very well indeed. That perhaps is quite a complicated demonstration of a strong diagonal, or complicated to discuss anyway, the aspect of a path. But there are other more simple ways that you can think about it. For example, we have at the moment lots of gorse out in flower. I think gorse or broom is another plant that flowers in a similar kind of way. And I think most people around the world can relate to this plant, a plant called gorse. Now, you get flower spikes, so they're long flower spikes of gorse. If you can't picture this sort of plant, maybe I'll put a picture on the... Maybe I'll try to use gorse as a picture then, or broom. I know, I guess I can use a picture of broom to illustrate this point. So you have the long sort of flower spike. Now, you know, have that flower spike in the photograph, even if it involves tilting the photograph or tilting the camera. Watch the background if you do that, mind you, won't you? Make sure it looks right. But have the flower spike at a strong diagonal through the photograph. Okay? If you then picture it again where that flower spike is going dead straight through the photograph, yeah? Does that look right? It doesn't, does it? A straight horizontal line doesn't really look right. Okay, so let's rip it out of the photograph and stand it straight up vertically. Can you do that in your imaginations? Does that work right? I don't think it does. It doesn't. It looks stupid. And a strong diagonal in a photograph always works. It's one of those rules of composition that really work incredibly well. Strong diagonals. I'll see if I can illustrate it very well. That's the trouble with this sort of thing, visual things. It's hard to illustrate it or demonstrate it with words. So I'll try to illustrate it with a photograph that goes along with that podcast. Hey, when you write to me, let me know if you actually see these photographs that I put relating to each podcast. Could you do that for me? That'd be really helpful. And then I'll know that I can actually talk about a specific photograph, because I'm never sure whether people see them. So that's really what I was wanting to share with you today. There's all sorts of other things that you can talk about relating to diagonals, sort of unseen diagonals in pictures and so on. I love composition. There are actually three basic rules. And composition is just, sorry, and what was I saying? Not composition. Three basic rules of composition, and diagonals is just one of them. Perhaps I'll touch upon other ones on a later occasion. I did actually, many years ago, write a CD-ROM teaching natural history photography. And I lecture on it, and I sell the CDs at the lectures, and I sell the CDs to anybody that's interested. So if you're interested, contact me, all right? And the thing about a CD is that you can illustrate it, can't you, so beautifully well. Yeah, I talked about the broom plant a moment ago, or the gorse plant, and you can demonstrate what the photograph looks like with a strong diagonal. And then you can click on it on the CD-ROM, and then you can say, hey, that doesn't look so good when it's horizontal. And then click again, hey, that doesn't look so good when it's vertical, and so on. So you can actually try things out on this CD-ROM. So if you're interested in a natural focus CD-ROM, do contact me, okay? You know how to contact me. It's david@naturalfocus.co.uk. Okay, then, well, that brings me more or less up to time. Hey, I tell you what, that was a bit of a poor, a bit of a pathetic advert for my CD-ROM, wasn't it? I suppose if I'm going to advertise it, I wasn't intending to, but if I'm going to advertise it, I might as well. Honestly, if you are interested in photographing anything relating to the natural world, it has got just anything and everything I can possibly think about including. I really cannot think of anything else that I can share with you to do with photographing the natural world, and that is the honest truth. Anything to do with equipment, anything to do with techniques, anything to do with how to attract birds, how to get down and photograph insects, how to photograph landscapes, composition, all sorts of advice. I can't think of anything more I can put in there. There are hundreds of photographs, hundreds. Much of it is very, very interactive as well. It's my baby, actually. I'm really proud of it. Natural focus, okay? So anyway, there we go. Brilliant advert. Oh, by the way, it's £20. I suppose if you come from somewhere else, I don't know. Well, contact me. If you're interested, contact me. We can sort out some method of payment. I haven't got a clue. Anyway, I'm going to draw to a close now. Love to hear from you. My name is David at naturalfocus.co.uk, and you're going to have a look at my website, maybe www.naturalfocus.co.uk, and I always spell natural focus, NaturalFocus, naturalfocus.co.uk. Look forward to hearing from you, and I'll be back with you all being well anyway within a few days. Bye bye for now.